Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Tracing our ancestry, our family history, can be a difficult and a complicated undertaking. Because many times family records are scarce, if they are available at all. And so that process could take years to unravel. And we might spend a great deal of time and of effort in that search without any results. But advances in technology, using online databases and DNA testing, have created new opportunities for us to research and to discover new information about our past, sometimes with surprising results. And uncovering those details from our family background has become somewhat of an obsession for some people. But still, finding out where we have come from, the people and the places and the cultures that have helped to shape who we are, certainly can be fascinating, interesting, enlightening, and even encouraging. But according to the Bible, in the end, there are only two families on this earth. There are the children of God, and there are the children of the devil. And I suppose that most people would prefer to think of themselves as part of the family of God. But sadly, the truth is that is not the case. And in John chapter 8, in verse 37 through verse 47, Jesus makes that quite clear. He has been speaking to a group of people from the nation of Israel in the courtyard, in the temple, in Jerusalem. And we are told that many of them believed what he had to say. But, he tells them, the proof of their profession of faith in him, if that profession is genuine, it will be seen over time if they are obedient to his word. The evidence of their faith in him would be seen in their lives. And then he tells them, then you will truly be free from the darkness of your sin, from the sin that has held you captive. Only the light of the truth of Christ can bring that kind of freedom. Freedom from the judgment of God. Judgment that Christ took upon himself when he died for us. But those people who heard Jesus speak these words on that day were like many other people today. They believed that they were already spiritually free. They believed they did not need Jesus. They believed they did not need a Savior to set them free. And so they pointed to their ancestry. They pointed to the father of their nation. They pointed to Abraham. They were descendants of Abraham. So they believed that they were safe that they were secure in him because of their ethnic background, because of their religious background. They believed that without Christ, they were already part of the family of God. And so Jesus tells them in verse 37 of John chapter 8, I know, I am aware that you can trace your ancestry all the way back to Abraham, that you are, in fact, Abraham's descendants. And you think that because of that relationship, you will enter into the kingdom of God. But as we were told by Paul in Romans chapter 9, they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel, neither are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants. But it says in Genesis 21:12, through Isaac, your descendants will be named. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but it is the children of the promise who are regarded as descendants. And what are those verses telling us? Well, they're telling us that our ethnic background, our family history, oh, even our church affiliation, will not take us into the glory of heaven. But it is only the promise of God, it is only by faith in Jesus Christ that we will get there. And so, Jesus points to these who claim to believe in him. And he says, how can you be the children of God when you seek to kill me? You want to put me to death. The very one, the only one who can save your soul. Yet, you claim to belong to God. How can this be? How can you be so blind? Well, it's because Jesus says, the truth of my word has no place in you. Horeo in Greek. It is making no progress in you. It does not impact your life. Your heart is cold. Your heart is hard. And so my word does not penetrate your thinking. It does not soften your heart. You're going nowhere fast. For even though they had heard his words had not penetrated their hearts. And so there was no fruit. There was no evidence in their lives of salvation. And Jesus reminds them in verse 38, where he says, the words that I speak, the message that I bring to you, these are not my own words. But he said, I speak the things which I have seen with my Father. I was there, he says, face to face with him in his presence, in the glory of heaven. These are the words that I speak. But you, he says, you have a different father. Your father is not God. Therefore, he says, you also do the things which you heard from your father. Their actions proved that their father was not God. But they didn't understand what he was talking about, did they? And so they answered him in verse 39, and they said to him, Abraham is our father. We are his spiritual children. We are following his pattern of faith. But Jesus said to them, if you really were Abraham's children, then you would do the deeds of Abraham. And what were the deeds of Abraham? You may recall that when God spoke to him, what did he do? Well, he listened to God, didn't he? He obeyed God. He had faith in him, even to the point where he was willing to sacrifice his own son at the command of God. So Jesus continues in verse 40, and he says, you're nothing like Abraham. As it is, he says, noonday in Greek. Here's the reality. The reality is this. You are seeking to kill me. A man, a messenger from heaven who has told you the truth, divine truth, which, Jesus says, I heard from God himself. But you do not listen to the truth. Instead, you reject it. You believe a lie. This Abraham did not do. Their rejection of God the Son. Their persistent disobedience to his word. Their evil intentions proved that they were not Abraham's spiritual children. But instead, Jesus tells them, you are doing the deeds of your father. And your father is neither Abraham nor God. And so they said to him in verse 41, we were not born of fornication. We are not illegitimate children. And perhaps they were pointing to the controversy surrounding the birth of Jesus. The claim of Mary and Joseph that God was his father. Or perhaps they were pointing to their own belief that they had been faithful to God, and so they were not guilty of spiritual fornication. And so they said to him, we have one spiritual father, God. God is our father. And perhaps they even quoted from the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 4, where the Lord said, the nation of Israel is my son, my firstborn. Then Jesus said to them in verse 42, if God truly was your father, then you would love me. You would believe me. You would worship me, for I proceeded forth. Exerhokomai. I came down to this earth from the Father. I have come from God. And so, you would honor me. As Jesus said in John chapter 5, he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. For I have not come of my own initiative, Jesus says. I haven't come on my own, but he has sent me. You claim to love him. You claim to love God. So how then can you hate me since I came from God? Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 15. He who hates me hates my Father also. And then he asks them a question in verse 43. Why don't you understand? Why don't you recognize that what I am saying to you is the truth? How could you have no spiritual perception when you claim to belong to God? Question that many people might consider asking themselves. And he answers his own question. And he says this, it is because you cannot hear my words. You can't hear what I'm saying. You have no spiritual ears. You have no spiritual insight. You have no capacity to hear the truth. Why? Because you're not children of God. You are of your father, verse 44, the devil, diabolos in Greek, the enemy of God. Your father is the enemy. And so you want to do the desires, epithumia in Greek, the longings, the passions of your father. That's the pattern of your life. He was a murderer from the beginning. He brought about the spiritual death of the entire human race. And so, physical death as well. And today, what does he do? We're told he prowls about as a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He's a murderer. He doesn't stand for the truth, Jesus says. He doesn't stand in the truth. He doesn't hold on to the truth. Why? Jesus says, because there is no truth in him. He wants everyone to believe that they are children of God. He wants everybody to think that they are on their way to heaven. And whenever he speaks, through the media sometimes, through educators sometimes, through religious leaders sometimes, through anyone, he disguises himself many times as an angel of light. But still, Jesus says, he speaks a lie. Pseudos in Greek. He speaks what is false. He speaks what is perverse. He speaks against the truth because he speaks from his own nature. He is a liar, Jesus says, and the father, the source of lies. So it's not surprising, Jesus adds in verse 45, that because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Satan had blinded their eyes to the truth. He had blinded their eyes to the holiness, to the perfection of Jesus Christ, the way he has blinded many people's eyes today. So in verse 46, Jesus asks them this question. Which one of you convicts me, elengo, exposes any shame, any failure, any fault, any flaw, any imperfection, any sin in me, in my character, or in my behavior? Anyone? Well, no, because Jesus is the perfect, sinless Son of God. So, he says, if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? What was the basis for their unbelief? What was their basis for rejecting him? What was their basis for rejecting his word? Jesus tells us in verse 47. He says, here is why you do not believe. It is not because of intellectual dullness. It is not because of lack of knowledge. He says, it is because of spiritual deafness. For he who is of God hears the words of God. He recognizes the voice of God. He recognizes the voices of his shepherd. For this reason, Jesus said, you don't hear my words. You can't hear my voice. Why? He says, because you are not of God. You do not belong to me. in tracing their ancestry. Jesus gave them some disturbing news, didn't he? They were children of the devil. So they were on their way to an eternity in a lake of fire. And though it may be too late for them, it is not too late for us. It is not too late for you. Come to Christ. Turn from your sin. Turn to Jesus and believe that he died to pay for your sin. He died to save your soul. And then God will become your father, and you will become his child forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.